We're going to turn now to that oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. A 40-foot-tall dome is being positioned this morning over the spot where the oil is spilling out in hopes of containing the crude that's spewing up from a mile underwater. Some of that leaking oil has washed onto barrier islands in the Gulf, threatening wildlife and fragile marshes. The oil slick is still miles from the popular beaches, but already the tourism industry is feeling the impact. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports from the Alabama coast.
The sugar-white sand on this part of the Gulf Coast is so fine it squeaks when you walk. It's glistening in the May sunshine, with aqua green waves from the Gulf gently lapping the shore. There's no sign of what lurks beyond the horizon.
It's beautiful down here.
Dave O'Hara is a home inspector from Fairhope, Alabama. He's relaxing on the public beach in Gulf Shores.
I have a little time to come down, so I decided to come down and enjoy it a little bit. I don't really want to be down here with the globby oil all over the place if it does happen. I want to see it the way it is now. It may be a long time before it's this way again.
The beach isn't as crowded as it should be in early May, and the outlook isn't so good with the peak season just weeks away. Tom Godwin owns a property management company.
Regardless if a drop of oil hits our beach or not, this summer's pretty much been shot as far as bookings and reservations and any kind of profitability that 2010 would bring.
He's one of about 700 people who crowded into the Gulf Shores Civic Center for a meeting this week on the oil spill. BP representative Bruce Johnson tried to assure the worried business people the company was doing all it could.
We're going to clean up that spill. That's our commitment. And we will honor every legitimate claim. And that's a promise.
But Alabama Attorney General Troy King calls that lawyer speak. And some local officials are frustrated with the response. Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kennan says the oil spill has the potential to create an economic tsunami.
For them to clean up their mess is not a favor to me. What I want them to do is clean the mess up and then clean up the economic mess that they're leaving behind that could affect our folks for years to come. And it's going to put some people out of business right away.
The contractor who is handling claims for BP, Mike Schulte, says he's already writing checks for people who make their living from the water. But he says businesses on land will have to wait until the oil flow is stopped and a final adjustment can be made. When Schulte left the meeting before taking questions, several people followed him out the door.
How come you call a meeting first down here and you leave the meeting for it subway for questions get to answer? You're wasting my time.
No, sir.
Why'd I even come down?
No, sir. I
gotta
go
sit
write
there and brag about, wait.
Others are hesitant to file now for fear they would be giving up the right to seek future compensation. Patsy Carlton has a beach photography business. She says even once the oil spill crisis is over, it could drive away tourists for a long time to come.
My concern is not just this summer, but next summer and the next summer. How do you make a claim? And if you make a claim now, how does it affect the next several years?
The good news from the meeting came from State Health Officer Don Williamson, who said there are no plans to close public beaches if tar balls reach the Alabama shore. Williamson said there isn't a health threat, but he acknowledged the perception.
Let me just be realistic. If you were the parent of a three-year-old, would you want your three-year-old to go swimming in oil-laden water? Precisely.
A real problem for a state that promotes itself as a family-friendly destination and where coastal tourism is a $2.7 billion industry. For its part, the state is producing television ads to deploy once the spill is over.
With the nation's largest artificial reef and the longest pier in the Gulf Coast, people from everywhere come to Alabama and leave with fish.
Orange Beach boat captain Richie Russell hopes sea life will rebound after the spill. His dolphin cruises have been grounded for nearly 2 weeks now.
We hold up to 49 people, and 15 is our minimum to go out, and we can't even get that. You know, I can't make no money. Behind on my bills, marina rents due. House notes, you know, just everyday life.
The angst here on the Alabama Gulf Coast is playing out to the east in Florida as well, where tourism is an even bigger industry. But beaches along the eastern seaboard are reporting a jump in business, seemingly benefiting from the oil that looms in the Gulf of Mexico. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.